Take all of your savings out. Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out. I was not born and drowned. Baby, come on. Forget what Father Brennan said. We were not born in sin. Leave a note on your bed. Let your mother know you're safe. And by the time she wakes, we'll have driven through the state. We'll have driven through the night. Baby, come on. If the sun don't shine on me today, and if the subway's flood and bridges break, will you lay yourself down and dig your grave, or will you rail against the dying day? And when we look, yourself a toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse. Take a withdrawal slip. Take all of your savings out. Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out.
Thank you. inside. When I try to understand, she just opens up her hands.
All right, that was Hard Sun by Eddie Vedder. That one was in the movie, and when it came up, I was like, oh, I know this song. I know this song. And I was like, I don't know. It's just like one of those like really good kind of like not necessarily cliche, but something that like applies. It applies in a lot of situations, so it's used everywhere.
Yeah, I think that you hear the song other places, just from the movie. That song was also on the playlist that Kevin made.
Oh, what? Yeah.
So it's in the movie and it's on the playlist that we're playing. Just to refresh everybody, and if you just tuned in, this is Ant-Man and Lil D. We're talking about Into the Wild, the movie, which is also based on a book, which is based on a true story.
Yeah.
The guy is leaving everything. He's going to Alaska. Yeah. So we're playing songs from the soundtrack, songs that fit the vibe.
They just fit.
And songs from my brother Kevin's playlist, Mountainous Yodel. Very important playlist. This next song is On My Way from the movie Brother Bear, another fantastic soundtrack.
Incredible soundtrack.
By Phil Collins. If you can recall.
I love Phil Collins.
There was a big fluffy brown bear in the movie.
Yeah. Wait, in Into the Wild?
In Into the Wild, yeah.
There was a big,
when his body was like deteriorating, he walked outside,
yeah.
Tried to get his last sips of water. The bear came right up to him.
Yeah.
Ironic. Anyways, these are friendly brown bears.
Yeah. All right, guys. Enjoy.
skies ahead. Yes, I'm on my way, and there's nowhere else that I'd rather be. Tell everybody I'm on my way, and I'm loving every step I take. With the sun beating down, yes, I'm on my way, and I can't keep this smile off. For now, I won't see you for some time. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Mama once told me, you're already home when you feel love. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Is older than me. But oh, my brother, don't you worry about me. Don't you worry, don't you worry, don't worry about me. Your engine running, is that bridge getting built? Are your hands getting filled? Won't you
That was Society by Eddie Vedder. I was just sitting here listening to the song, and I thought it was a like really good representation of what the movie is about.
It's very related to the movie.
Exactly. It's kind of wild, right?
Yeah. We talked about in our intro, like, you know, the movie is about a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
We chose it. It felt right for this time of the year. It's about changing seasons, how essential that is. It's also about going on a road trip.
Yeah.
But this road trip has an end.
Yeah.
And it's about running away from society. So, what did you think about your first watch? I've seen this movie a few times. I know you said that you've maybe read the book.
Yeah, I did read a little bit of the book a mm-hmm. long time ago. I preparing for this episode is the first time I've seen this movie, And I just thought, I don't know, it was like really deep.
Yeah, it's kind of serious.
Yeah, it's like serious, but like at the same time, very lighthearted. Because the guy, what's his name?
Chris.
Alexander
Supertramp.
Supertramp. Alexander Supertramp. Chris, Alex, he's like leaving. Like you're saying, he's leaving, right? And he's leaving because he's like, none of these like worldly desires concern me. Like I don't want to keep putting up with this. I need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Let me go to Alaska. No career. Exactly. No career. He went to college. Yeah, he went to college.
Mm-hmm.
He went to college and he was like, nah.
Nah.
Yeah, nah. I don't want to be a part of society anymore. Yeah. It's like not necessary. That's not necessary. Yeah. And I was like, that is really like ballsy. That is really bold.
In a way,
and brave.
I think that he's living our dirtbag desires.
Yeah. No. We want to be hippies. We all want to be hippies.
We all want to be hippies, but then there's like some points where like you can't support it. It's like,
yeah. Yeah.
No, like go do your road trip. Like go to Alaska. But why do you have to leave all these people?
Exactly.
And he meets so many people along the way that love him.
Yeah.
And accept him as family, and he leaves them behind.
Yeah. Yeah. He breaks a lot of hearts on his way to Alaska, truly.
Anyways, this next song is Alaska by Maggie Rogers.
Fitting.
Shout out to Mom. I know you're listening.
Yeah.
And then after that, we have some Field Medic and more Eddie Vedder.
All right, guys. Enjoy.
I was walking through icy streams that took my breath away. Moving slowly through westward water over glacial plains. And I walked off you. Walked off and owned me. Owned me, oh my, I thought it was a dream. So it seemed. And now breathe deep, I'm inhaling. You and others there in between. Leave me be. I'm exhaling.
think that I hate you and I don't wanna see you. I just don't want you to see me. I've been hiding in dark rooms, going to bed early, self-diagnosing on WebMD. I used to feel so pretty, now I've got a complex. Supposed to feel lucky when they say I'm just a head case. My days pass in a bright blur while my mind is elsewhere. I'm obsessing over who I could be. If the fog would be lifting for some relief from this sickness that beats me into submission anytime I'm happy. I used to feel so pretty, now I've got a complex. Is it supposed to feel lucky when they say I'm just a head case? So pretty, now I've got a complex. Is it supposed to feel lucky when they say I'm just a head case? Please don't think that I hate you when I don't want to see you. I just don't want you to see me.
All right, that was Head Case by Field Medic. Pretty good song. And I also think that this one fits the vibe very well.
Yeah, Abby Zaya introduced me to Field Medic.
Really?
Yeah, I love Field Medic.
Yeah, shout out Mood Ring Radio.
Yeah, shout out Mood Ring Radio. Thursdays, maybe 9 o'clock. Check the schedule. anyways, we were just talking about... While the music was playing, we were talking about all the grimy things that you have to go through. You know, if you choose to live in a van, if you, I don't know.
If you decide to just like up and go, no plans, just like
off
the
chain. You don't have anywhere to stay.
Exactly.
You don't really know anyone you can stay with. In the movie, how does he make the shower?
Well, he takes a bunch of different showers a bunch of different ways.
Well, I think that he chooses to not shower a lot.
But
at some point when he got to Alaska, he had like a bucket of sorts that was like dripping water.
Yeah, he like poked holes in the bottom of a bucket and just like hoisted it up a tree. So he had like a shower head.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, it was like really like ingenuitive, I'd say.
Yeah,
it was really clever.
Yeah.
Very clever.
This movie, this time around, reminded me of a documentary that I watched over fall break called Expedition Happiness. And if any of you have like watched it, it's about a couple that like buys a school bus, they drive through Canada to Alaska, then they go all the way down through Mexico.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I think that it was like a dangerous way to do that because a field, or like a school bus is kind of big. And it was like a full-size school bus. They were
Not even living, a short bus?
Yeah. They were living luxuriously. Like, they had stuff to cook with. They had a bathroom in the bus. They had electricity.
Wow.
But think about, like, the road to Alaska, like, through Canada, like, the Yukon Territory or whatever, those roads are, like, very bumpy. And so, like, their school bus was, like, getting messed up the whole time.
Yeah.
So, wait, where was I going with that?
Not sure.
Anyways, they got down to Mexico.
Right.
Mexican roads, also bad.
Yeah.
In the movie, he hops on a kayak or something.
He goes on a kayak.
And tries to go on the Colorado River down to Mexico. But the Colorado River is just like, it's dammed hogged. Off. Yeah. It's like, all the water is like overused. Like, there's not enough water in that area. and the Colorado River is just like dwindles down to like a little tiny thing once you get to Mexico.
Yeah, it's just like irrigation tunnels.
Yes, irrigation. And Las Vegas.
And all Las Vegas.
Fountains and Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's a horrible city for doing that to the Colorado River. Yeah. Anyways.
Taking all the water.
Las Vegas seems fun, but like, come on. Anyways, he gets stranded in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a funny scene where he has to like, he's yeah. like, yeah, I don't have any ID. I was just like, you know, ran out of water, had to start hiking.
Yeah. He's like, I was on my way, man. I was on my way trying to get back. You know, I went the wrong way.
Or did he?
Yeah, it was a little detour.
Yeah, he was going south.
Detour. Yeah.
He was going south.
Yeah. That's what Wayne told him, right?
Yeah.
Anyways. Head south. Yeah.
What's next?
Next.
More Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, some Eddie Vedder.
And then after that, we got some Papa Paul Hobo.
Simon. Hell yeah. All right, guys. No ceiling. Eddie Vedder. Enjoy.
Thank you. dioxide, the old Detroit perfume. It hangs on the highways in the morning, and it lays you down by noon. Oh, Papa Hobo, you can see that I'm dressed like a schoolboy, but I feel like a clown. It's a natural reaction I learned in this basketball town. Sweep up. I've been sweeping up the tips I've made. I've been living on Gatorade, planning my getaway. Detroit, Detroit, got a hell of a hockey team, got a left-handed way of making a man sign up on that automotive dream. Oh, slip me your rind. Well, it's just after breakfast, I'm in the road, and the weatherman lied.
Shout out to Paul Simon. I love that song. I made Anthony love that song.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's about, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's about Detroit.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite person that he met along the way? No.
That is really hard or question. Or persons,
group of people, location.
Yeah. That is a really hard question, though. Simply because he did meet like a good handful of people. Everybody that he met was a very good person.
Yeah.
Very good person. Very lovable, very caring.
Accepting of
exactly
his goal, his mission.
Yeah.
He was, but at the same time, I'll help you, but like,
yeah, like be come careful. Back. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. They're all like, be careful. You know, like I did really like Wayne. Until he got himself arrested. I'm still not even sure what he got arrested for.
It's all part of it.
Yeah, all part of it. There was Jen and Rainey.
Yeah.
I like them a lot.
And he saw them twice.
Yeah, he saw them twice. Yeah. He saw them, right? They split and they got back together.
The Kristen Stewart character kind of bothered me, but mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
She kind of bothered me. Are you kidding me, girl? She was 16.
Yeah, I know.
Plot twist. Crazy.
But good singer.
Yeah. Pretty good singer. I like the little songs that she had.
It was sweet.
Yeah.
But who's your favorite?
Yeah.
The question.
Yeah. Out of all of them, I think I would have to say Ron. Ron. He was such a dad. He was such a dad. Like,
he just wanted someone to love.
Yeah. He just wanted somebody to love. Because he lost his wife and son,
mm-hmm.
and he had his walls up to start. I think he did. He had his walls up. He was like, "Kid, listen, just go get a job. Go get a job. You know,
make
you could
something
turn
of your life.
Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. you could turn around right now. You don't have to go all the way to Alaska. You're in LA right now, man. Mm-hmm. This is the land of dreams, land of angels, right? Los Angeles." And he just cared for the kid so much.
Mm-hmm. I think where they differed was Ron thought that like happiness was found in people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Chris was like, nope, like it's all around you. It's in you.
Yeah.
Which he went back on it at the end of the film. Happiness is nothing if you have no one to share with.
Yeah. If it's not shared.
If it's not shared. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That beautiful. beautiful.
Yeah, but I mean, spoiler alert, not a spoiler alert. If this is not like a movie review, we're just talking about the movie, so we can talk about the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he eats the wrong berries in the end.
Yeah, he eats the wrong berries.
He does die out there.
Yeah.
So the next song is When My Time Comes by Dawes.
Yeah, it's very suiting. Very suiting. Suiting?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dawes is on Kevin's Mountainous Yodel playlist. Shout out to the playlist again.
Shout out, Kevin.
Yep. And Gabby.
And Gabby. She's listening?
Yeah.
Word. What's going on, girl? All right, guys. When My Time Comes, Dawes. Enjoy.
Like a workhorse, more like a slave. I thought that one quick moment that was noble or brave would be worth the most of my life. So I pointed my fingers and shouted a few quotes I knew, as if something that's written should be taken as true. But every path I had taken and conclusion I drew would put truth back under the knife. And now the only of advice that continues to help is anyone that's making anything new only break something else. With all my defeats, and if heaven was all that was promised to me, why don't I pray for death? Well, now it seems like the unraveling has started too soon. Now I'm sleeping in hallways and I'm drinking perfume, and I'm speaking to mirrors and I'm howling at moons, while the worse and the worse that it gets. Oh, you could judge the whole world on the sparkle that you think it lacks. Yes, you can stare into the abyss, but it's staring right back. Lacks. Yes, you can stare into
into the abyss, but it's staring right back. When my time comes, oh,
alright guys, When My Time Comes does, gorgeous song, beautiful. We have one more after this, and before we wrap our setup, I did want to just ask Lily something super quickly. If you were to rate this movie out of 10, right? Like,
is that fair?
No, just like rate it as a movie. Don't try to compare it to anything else. What do you think of it as a movie?
Not including the soundtrack? Soundtrack's a part of it.
Including,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The soundtrack elevates the movie.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
This movie...
Gets a...
Okay, also, it's a movie adaption from a book.
Yeah.
And so let's consider that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm like right with you. I'd say like an 8.6 out of 10.
I want to say like on my scale, not a lot touches 9, 10.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, you know, it could always be better, I think.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, I agree.
8.5 is a movie.
Yeah, 8.6 out of a movie. Very well, very well.
Great story. As a story, fantastic story.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it was a book first. Mm-hmm. It was an incredible
book. Lots of themes.
Yeah. It's incredible. I could go on for a long time about this, but we don't got that much time. All right, guys.
This is our last song.
Yeah, last song of the night. Rise by Eddie Vedder. Enjoy, guys.
Up, burning black coal.
All right, guys, that was it. I hope you've been having as much fun as we have.
Yep, I thought this was a great, great episode.
Yeah, this was a really good one.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yeah.
We're doing the same time next week.
Yeah.
A new movie.
Yep. We don't know what it is yet, so.
Yeah, we have some ideas, so we hope you'll join us.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise. Next week, Sunday, 8 to 9, Mediocre Movie Hour.
With Ant-Man Lil D.
Exactly. That being said, Ant-Man Lil D out. Peace.